Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Should you buy Bitcoin and cryptocurrency? My name is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. Today, I'm going to share with you some of my thoughts and beliefs when it comes to investing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And I'm also going to share with you a bit of my investing strategy. Now, I've been an investor in Bitcoin for several years now and other cryptocurrencies. I really got into it a few years ago when it was making headlines. Everybody was talking about it. They had that huge surge, all-time highs. And that's really when I started to educate myself more about Bitcoin and crypto. I knew about it for years before then, but I didn't really think that much of it. And so that's when it really started to get my attention. I watched a great documentary, I think it's called Banking on Bitcoin. I even went on a cruise. I got invited to go on this exclusive cruise with some of the top experts in the world that are involved in the cryptocurrency space. Met a lot of them, interviewed a lot of them, all these different speakers that were talking at this event. And I really learned a lot during that time, certain information that most people at that time didn't really know about it. That's when I really started to invest in Bitcoin and other crypto like Ethereum and Litecoin and Ripple and a few other smaller ones. Now, when it comes to investing in cryptocurrency, I should mention it's not my number one investment. It's not the most important thing that I invest in. So as a responsible investor, I have a responsibility with my money, first and foremost, to make sure that I don't lose it and to protect it. And I'm more of a conservative investor. And so I like to invest in great blue chip companies, companies and assets that I believe are going to be around for a long time. They don't have the volatility and the risk factor that comes with cryptocurrency because it's not as established yet. I'm bullish on crypto, where I believe that it's going to be worth more in the future than it's worth currently right now today. I like the utility of it. I've become more bullish on it, especially in 2020, 2021, seeing the comeback of it because it did crash and go back down for a few years, but now it's been making a comeback. Part of that obviously is circumstantial based on what's been happening with the pandemic and what's been happening, you know, with governments and our currencies and whatnot and investors looking for other things. But it increased my confidence more when I saw investors that I look up to and respect, like Paul Tudor Jones, one of the top investors of all time. And, you know, even companies like PayPal and Square accepting Bitcoin and allowing investors or allowing people to buy cryptocurrency through their platforms. And so I've been seeing it become more mainstream and more accepted in our society. And so I am bullish on it long term. But as an investor, I also understand the risks associated with it. I understand that crypto, I see it for what it is, which is a high risk, high reward investment. So for me, I make sure that I first save my money, have a certain amount of money in savings that is for an emergency that I'll never put into anything. That's just only there if I fuck up my life, shit hits the fan, excuse my French, but if the worst case scenario happens and I'm an idiot, right, I want to make sure that I have money to protect me. And I want to get too arrogant and believe that, you know, that, you know, something like that couldn't happen. But I also make sure that I'm investing in long-term assets and a diversified portfolio of those assets that include real estate, blue chip company stocks, ETFs and index funds, and even hedging against the currency in the dollar using gold and other precious metals. For me, that's really what my portfolio is made up of. And then the small percent, less than 1%, to be honest with you, is cryptocurrency. Now, I personally wouldn't put more than 1% of my portfolio into that. And that's just my belief. You can believe otherwise, and that's totally fine. I know many different investors have different styles, different approaches. But for me, I'm not willing to take on that level of risk. And it really depends on what your risk tolerance and threshold is, which for everybody is different. If you're approaching retirement, you're going to have a different risk threshold than someone that's in their 20s. So for me personally, I like crypto. I like Bitcoin. I like Ethereum. I like Litecoin and Ripple and a few others. And I invest in that. And I've been buying during this time, you know, some of the volatility of that. But my mindset, my philosophy on it is a really important thing. And so my philosophy, my mindset is, this is money that I invest it that I can afford to lose. Meaning if I lose this money, then I'm okay with that. This is not my life savings. This is not what I've worked for my whole entire life. If I lose it, I'm okay with it. I kind of look at it like my Vegas money. If you went to Vegas and you gamble $1,000, if you lose it, you're not that surprised. You accepted and knew that risk going into it. So I don't see it. I see it for what it is and don't make it even greater than that. I look at it as an investment that I believe long-term can blow up. Long-term, I think will be great. I think it'll be more accepted, more used, more utilized. It'll be worth a lot more. And I right now have an opportunity to be a part of some of that history. And if it does blow up in the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, amazing, awesome. I'll be really happy and excited that I had a piece of that and a piece of history. And I believe I'd, you know, get obviously some great returns from that. But at the same time, if it goes away, if it doesn't last, you know, there's a lot of volatility and factors with government and other things that can occur with that. If I lose it, I'm okay with that. You know, I accepted that risk, and I've got a diversified portfolio where, you know, this was the percent that I would allow myself and I felt would be appropriate for me to invest in that. So that's my mindset. That's my approach for it. Now, some people, you know, they might be willing to invest 5% of their portfolio, even 10%. I think everyone's different. Everyone has different beliefs around it. I think that it's still going to be a while before it's really, you know, kind of where it needs to be, obviously. I mean, I think there's going to, I wouldn't be surprised if there's another crash with it. But now that I've seen it come back, I'm more optimistic in that. And I think a lot more people have more confidence investing in it as well. And that's why a lot of institutional investors and some of the greatest investors have been more accepting of it, having seen what it's gone through over the last few years and also seeing now what's been happening with the currencies of the world and how it's been devalued and, you know, the debt and things like that that's been occurring and how our dollar, our currency has not been backed and the debt that it's been getting in as well. So I think, you know, my answer to this video and the question is, yes, I think that everybody should be buying some cryptocurrency. I think everybody should have a certain amount of it and just put it aside, set it. For me, I buy it with a website called Coinbase. So I'll link to that below, Coinbase. I think they have even a promotion right now where you can get, if you sign up for them, make a deposit. I think you get a small amount of Bitcoin or something like that with them. But Coinbase is one of the most popular ones. It might be a little bit different based on where you live, what country you might live in. But for me personally, I buy it through Coinbase. I move it to a hard wallet. I use the Trezor hard wallet. And I just keep it safe. I keep it secure there. And honestly, I just kind of forget about it. And I'm going to probably forget about it and not sell it over the next probably 5-10 years or something like that. And if I wake up one day and I'm like, this is awesome, this is worth so much more, it took off, blew up, amazing, awesome. And again, if it didn't, I'm okay with that too. So for me, I'm willing to invest a certain percent into that. I think that you should as well to have a piece of it. It's very speculative. You don't know if it's going to go up or down. It's not backed by anything. There's still the risk associated with it, you know, government risk and many other factors as well. But I've been seeing, you know, as time has gone on and what I've been learning about it too, I do think it has a great place and a great utility in our world and will continue to go up in value. So those are my thoughts on it. Love to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment below. Let me know that if you're an investor in crypto, if so, why? And if you're not an investor, if you're not interested in it, let me know as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I've always been interested in reading the different debates of different investors that I look up to and respect, you know, and just kind of hearing their thoughts on it. But I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. So leave a comment below. If you enjoyed this, give it a thumbs up. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next video. And again, I'll link below to some resources there for you. I've done some videos even a few years ago on my channel about Bitcoin and crypto as well. So I think those are still relevant and valid that I'll share with you guys as well. Thank you for watching. I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.